to my God, my words, and my mitzvahs watch with you, keep with you. Shmo mitzvahs avehiyei, keep my commandments and you will live. Serasi ki ishei necha. And shara, like the apple of your eye. Kashrei malet v'aisecha, tie them on your fingers, kasvei maluach libecha. Inscribe them on the plate of your heart. Say to wisdom that she is my sister. It means he knows her. He knows her just like he knows a sister. Umoda labino tikra. And moda means something as well as well known.
Why did I pick a sister instead of a wife?
What?
Why did I pick a sister instead of a
wife? Yeah, Gemara says, but I'm like, I look around. You should call Moda, be somebody that's well known. Chachamisha Zara, to guard you from the strange woman. Minochria, from a strange woman, stranger, Amorel Echnika, who has very smooth words. Okay, now here it is. Keep a Halloween basin, because out of the window of my house, the Ad Eshnabi Nishkafti, I gaze through my lattice work. Alright. Is that the deal? Okay. Then it says, nishkofti. But nishkofti means, whatever it says, vayashkev, it doesn't mean to look at. What does vayashkev mean? Hishkev.
Huh?
Means to look into.
So, vayashkev
hapnesa means look into. Look into something. Someone the fools. Avino. Bavonim na'ar chasalev. Understood, I recognized among the sons a young man chasalev, the word of understanding. How do you translate that? Right? See? And the second one is what? Na'ar chasalev.
What's
that mean? A fool, see? Pesi means a fool. Na'ar chasalev means he's young. He's young, he's ignorant, because it takes understanding. On the surface, a person just has surface knowledge, you can't tell. You know, a person has surface knowledge, sometimes a person looks very smart, appears very smart, and then after a while, when you talk to him, you look into him, you find he's really fool. But on the surface, it's difficult to notice many times. You can tell a person an absolute idiot, and devoid of understanding. A young man devoid of understanding. Okay. Is that what? That he's lacking in experience, that's one. And two, what else? Like apparently, if he had understanding, the results which Shlomo is going to relate wouldn't take place. Yitzhak needs these steps, right? Okay, interesting possible. He passes the first part of the passage, a little different, it's not a repetition of it. Oprah Bershon, how do you have your translation?
What's the passage?
Passing through the
stairway to her house. Of course, the hala, the zayna, which Shlomo was referring to, was what? What was it referring to? And he should say, his sister. We know it close with Chachmi, very close with Chachmi. Why? Lishmar chom Isha Zara, to guard you from the strange woman. The strange woman is, obviously, the strange woman is not a good woman, it's a bad woman over here. The strange woman is the opposite of Chachma, which is the type.
What?
Emotions. When your convictions are based on your emotions and not on your rationality. Do you know what I mean? When your convictions are based on your emotions, not on your rationality, that's the danger point. Once that person knows he has an emotion and he satisfies the emotion, is that a danger? That's Isha Nachriya. I mean, a person knows that he has to have enjoyed better food. He knows he needs it now. He needs the outlet. So you're saying that he's anyway, let's face it, I'll say that every person except Ben Azai, has to get married. Why? Because he has evil thoughts. I mean, his time is nashim. So you say that everybody in the world is irrational. Everybody in the world gets captured by the evil wood. It's crazy. It's supposed to be all sits around altogether. Right? One person, you know, right there, Mishlei, you know, one guy that lived since the beginning of the Bereshis. So one is in chat. No, it doesn't mean that you can't have non-rational desires. You know, it doesn't mean you can't have non-rational desires. It means when the non-rational desires convince the person about certain realities. That's the Ishazara. The Ishazara, the strange woman, we'll see how it works. The strange woman is the one that causes the person to come to false conclusions. So, but if a person comes, if the person's mind is correct and accurate, and he's in control of the emotions, that's not Ishazor anymore. That's Chokhmah. That's Emor Chokhmah Chesiyah. In contrast. Okay. You know what I mean? You give me an example. What's the way to our house? Two parts of the pasuk. The first, what's the discrepancy in the pasuk? He went the way to our house. There's two.
He already passed.
Whatever. You see? Ah, that was the first step. That was the first step. He made a beeline right to the house. You see? So what is the, that's the mushal, right? That's the mushal.
So I can handle it, you know? Like, I can go so far. Like you said, you know, you can't do it. Once you taste it, you're in.
See? You don't just come over directly and play the guy right away. The person says, hey, yo, this is what you got to do. The guy would turn him down flat. You see right away, it's ridiculous, absurd. Right? Yeah, they start off slowly. So first, simply by the corner. Now, what's really, when a guy's in the corner, what's doing? Is this corner another corner? I mean, he's in the corner there. No, rationally, there's no, well, can't do anything wrong, just in the corner, right? But then, you see, that's rationally, it's true. He starts rationalizing that really he didn't do anything wrong yet. Correct. That's true. But the emotions already have drawn him closer. The first irrational move. Well, let's put it this way. We're using rational two ways. I don't want to get me stuck. The first time he starts rationalizing, I don't mean the real rationalizing, but I mean the other kind, right? That's when that first step is the prelude to the second. You see, to the final step, which leads up to the final step. The point is, the emotions never work directly. There's a chazal like that. The chazal says that kachi umnaso shel yetzer hara. This is the profession of the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is Tavis. It's not a little man. It's Tavis. Yetzer Hara. Hayom omolach hasei kach. Today he says, do this much. Umochar omolach hasei kach. Ad sheninza haleich v'oyveid avedizara. Tell the person doesn't have it. Because initially he never will do avedizara. It would be impossible. Because he's too rational. But the irrational takes over step by step. Step by step. Till finally he's completely, the mind is completely gone. That's the way it gets it. That's the way it gets it. Step by step. Right? Same guy who's never done this. 2 years before, he has never done this. Looking around, it's crazy. They haven't seen anything. Why is slow progression? Why is it slow progression?
Okay, the logical thing, like, well, that wouldn't do something, okay? That would not do
something. You can only rob the mind step by step. Rob the mind step by step. It's not too precious. I'm not exactly sure if I don't know how to go precisely that works. But anyways, okay.
Now, I think there's two reasons why a person is doing bad things. The first thing is an irrational decision. Not going to do it, right?
But then there's also an emotion that attaches itself to the rational decision. The emotion that attaches itself to the rational decision is that this thing is alien. It's way out. It's alien to me. You see? And that's really an emotion. And if you, when you judge that emotionally, when you judge it, like a person will say, murder, like that's way out, right? But how about hitting somebody? Well, they're both irrational. They're both irrational, you see? But a person emotionally fixes values to different situations. Has like an emotional ladder, you see? This one, whoo, boy, this one, meh. This one, well, the other one, whoo, you see? What? But there's two things. The two things go side by side. One is the conviction of the mind, and then there's the conviction of the emotions.
Yeah.
It's two things go side by side. Watch it. Right? If the guy remains completely rational, so there's no way that it can get in. How am I going to get through? I'm going to break the barriers. Guy's completely rational. Can't get the guy to do the first step. You see? But if there's a looseness in the rationality, then there's only one thing that's left. Which is what?
Emotion.
The emotion, ah. But the emotion is different levels, right? Different levels. The first level isn't that bad already. So you just move the first level over there, you just start moving one level at a time. Once you move in there, right, the first level wasn't so bad, then there's something else a person always gets used to. And somehow or other feels very comfortable within the situation after a while. Then it's just the next level. Just keep moving and moving until the guy is all the way down the end of the line. You see? Initially, you never make that move because the emotional blow would be too great. You see? So there's two things that keep a guy. That's why I said, and more of a problem, I hate you want to, if you want to be gutter from the strange woman, then you need what? Gas to hell. But if the knowledge isn't there and it's just the emotions, then the Yetzirah can creep in one step at a time. Because emotions have a different value system, different values. There's a value scale. See? Emotions can't get you to go all the way. Impossible. Too painful. I can't do that. You see? But that first little step, that's just a little bit of pain, but there's tremendous benefits that guy will make that little move. Then he feels comfortable, next move, keeps moving along the line. So in order to be
gone... You want to check him at that first
shot. Does it become an emotional attachment to doing
the action?
Was he
harassing
you to
your correct? Does it mean the
irrational
attachment?
Oh, is that something's
right? Is it just an emotional attachment that prevents him from doing things? What prevents him from full Shabbos? Is it emotions? It's just emotions. So then all you need is a series of circumstances which can lead him to do it. Give an example. The best example was Jews that came over from Europe. Right? Shomer Shabbos for 50 years. Came over, short time, bingo, that was it. Why? Because of the emotions. You need the money and this, there's no Suprigo here, America, nobody's keeping it, it's all different over here. Any emotion, you should stop playing, no question, right away. Of course, I mean, these steps, the steps can go very quickly too, a few weeks can go through 10, 20 steps. Depends on the situation. But, Talmud Chacham, but if Talmud Chacham, what? It doesn't mean that he's not prone to, he's not subject to the Isha Zara. If he doesn't have any Chachma, even if he has Chachma, but if the Chachma is not a constant with him, it's not really close in his life, in every step, it's not really operating, but it's just in the background, he's a smart guy. But mostly what he's living with is just living with feelings, right? But the Chachma is really far removed, it's not constantly with him. Then he's subject to the Isha Zara. Why? Precisely because of the way this pasuk works. Precisely because it's pasuk. Because if it's the Chachma every step of the way, so then it can't budge, you see? But once the Chachma is weak, once it's removed, so then what's left? The emotion. The emotion starts going little by little.
What did it call this?
What? It says, just like a person knows his sister is also to him, his sister is one of the Arias, that's how he should know all this Chachma. To exercise the rationality in that area is very simple. See? In other words, even though there's a tremendous desire for a person's system, an unconscious desire, a very powerful desire, but nevertheless, to exercise rationality in that situation is extremely easy.
I don't think people exercise rationality.
Right? Why? They marry the sisters.
It's a different emotion.
Right. Intellectuality is because of the fact that happens to be another emotion there. It's a counter emotion. But that's not what the mushroom was about. That's not what the mushroom was about. The mushroom is not going to the cause of the rationality. The mushroom is just showing you a situation where we have a powerful emotion and we can exercise perfect rationality. You see? Oh, we got to this system. We have a very powerful emotion. Nobody's going to start rationalizing why you should marry your sister, right?
I'm
telling you. Yes, I agree. No. The point is like this. When a person knows his sister is also, right? And there is no need to, you have to talk to a person and tell him what. You have to convince him that he shouldn't be overpowered to think that it's to find the heter with his sister.
No one tries,
right? Oh, you might have to argue with the person in regard to an Ashes Ish, right? And you'll find that you have some situations where a person who was a Shomer Mitzvah and got involved in something like that starts working out different plans and things. Work out. Until somebody gets divorced, it's that way, this way. The rest of start working out different things. Why? Because the powers becomes tremendously evolved, see? Emotional overcome. But in regard to the sister, he doesn't. Now, the reason why he doesn't is because that happens to be repression. It's true, that's repression. Right. But the fact remains, it's an example, it's a perfect example of a powerful emotion under which you can exercise perfect rationality. You see?
Just like you control your emotions.
Chachma should be so close to you in every instance, and so real, that just like in that instance, the emotion will not overpower it. So, right? So in every instance, your rationality should be... should have such conviction, such power of conviction. that they cried, after Kabbalah, they cried about their mishpachos. Chazal say what? Al iske mishpachos. They cried about the about giving up the incestuous relations. And how many parshas in the Torah are mentioned openly insofar as the you see the emphasis in the Torah on the prevention of incest.
Where's that from?
He said that really a person has a tremendous desire for his sister. Why? Because he was raised with her together. He says, but the only reason that he doesn't have that desire anymore is because the Torah answered it, and that's why it's like alien. It's pushed out of his mind. Interesting. It's an interesting point. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that repression? Is that not what repression is? That's exactly what it is. What is repression? Depression. No. Repression is. That's precisely what repression is. Repression is when a person has a tremendous. Says the Gemara Machon mentions it. A person really has a tremendous desire for his system, of course, the Torah answers it, and he loses his desire. And me, that's repression. After they study psychology, find out why our impressions work. But that's the way it works over here. Question why it doesn't work in other places. You have to know when it works.
That's the reason why you repressed it.
Why didn't you repress it?
Because socially it's an ephemera. Because socially it's.
So why are you saying he doesn't do it because of Torah?
Many things are prohibited. He doesn't have that emotional attachment which can cause a repression. You have to know when exactly repression takes place. But there's no question about it. This is something. This is something which is true for Freud's time, but I don't tell you. I mean, the Rambam says the Chazal says that's an accepted thing about a chesed. That's what Chazal mean when they say emor l'chachma chesed. That's the pshat. If the person can have rationality so close, if you ask an average person why don't you like your sister, he'll tell you because she's a pain in the neck. It means that he's rational, right? It means that it's a rational conviction. He's very close. He's very close to the rationality. He goes along with the rationality very quickly, you think? Right? That's the perfect right. Okay.
I go along with it, too.
Who's there? They're playing the neck.
Yeah,
listen, I wouldn't expect otherwise. In the dark and black night,
it
gets darker and darker. That is all right. It's twilight. It's twilight, right? But the Neshef is what? Neshef is pitch black. Interesting thing.
Interesting person.
Four shades. He takes. So there's a reference to the loss of rationality. First time a person does Nevera, he would never do it in the open. He wouldn't do it in the open. You see? It's done surreptitiously. See, it's done. What?
About
that, they should, yeah, but that's for rational reasons. Because an observer, there's one thing to be fair to people, that's one thing. If I say there's something else, the reason why a person does it quietly is not just because he's afraid of people, there's something in doing it quietly itself which permits the irrationality to take over. You know what I mean? I said there's two reasons why a person does it quietly, without doesn't want people to see him. One is he's afraid of the people, that's one. But there's another reason also. He's afraid of himself. You see, when there's an objective observer, so the you can't fail to objectify the situation. You know what I mean? Since there's somebody there, there's an observer there, this plays a role in having him look at the situation rationally. He thinks to himself, hey, how does he look at it? In other words, identification with an observer can remove a person from the emotional state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
If there's somebody there, you say, well, he's looking at it. How does he look at it? Oh, you see? It removes him from the personal involvement. It gives him a chance to remove himself from the situation and look at it as an outsider, because he has to think to himself, how is this guy looking at it? It's a natural thought. You see? But the moment you remove this guy, this outsider, then he doesn't have to make that thought. That thought doesn't have to occur to him. He simply goes, follows the desire.
Yeah, but the flow is what you're saying.
What's the flow?
That then he should go from the darker to the lighter.
Huh?
First thing, he should go from the darker to the lighter.
Yeah, that was bothering me too.
But
what? Crossing. When does the Isha come?
When?
Only after the final step, because he can't do it before. See, it can't take place before. So what happens is like this: first he hangs around the corner, right? Then he starts going. But until he can reach the place, it has to be total darkness. Because
why does it say Vinesh?
Vinesh, in the darkness.
Well, why does it should say...
In the twilight.
In
the
twilight. In twilight. It says in, you know, for each of them. In twilight, in Erev, in night, and in Afela.
Well, Isha Laila of Afela really is one. We shouldn't say four. The darkest part of the night. The blackest part of the night.
So what does it say, though? It says Vinesh.
This is by the corner, right?
Yeah.
He starts going to a house. When does he go to the house? And it's a long trip to the house. It's a long walk. Long walk. The walk starts in the evening, you see? The walk starts at twilight. In twilight it begins, because he really senses that he's going to have cover, you see? But he can't actually get himself to do it, to get there, until pitch black. You know what I mean? That's what I think the Pasuk
could be.
Not that's a reference to the intelligence. The way the Fote takes the steps. See that long, there's a long, he's observing him, right? He's looking through his window, he's observing him. Passes the corner, he starts going on the road, he starts traveling, he's walking there, he starts making steps towards her, right? When does he make these steps? He makes the steps in the twilight, in the evening, in the dark and black night. You see? The trip is a long one. But he doesn't really get to his final destination until it's Ishon Laila Ba'afela. Why? Because he needs the cover of nightfall in order to be able to fool himself. In order to be able to tuck and fool himself. That's right.
Behold, there he met a woman with the attire of a harlot and the pillow part. Settle. Says, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle heart.
Attire?
Yeah, attire. Dressed like a harlot. Yes.
She knows that account of the heart. She should be that other translation, subtle. She's tricky. She knows how to
appeal
to the heart. She has the attraction of the.
You only see the effect.
It looks like it looks very enticing on the outside, but you don't really see the core. It's a tricky thing. The type is a tricky thing. Why? Emotions are tricky because the person doesn't see the deviousness of his own emotions. He just sees the outside. Just sees the first. Just sees the attraction. In other words, like this. What it means is simply, it's deceptive. It's deceptive. Because the person follows the emotions because of the external attraction. If you look at it externally, it looks like a game. Tremendous thing. It's very attractive, right? Ah. But he doesn't see the hidden dangers.
What
does the tzura mean? Tzura hidden. Tzura means... They translate differently. The tzura also means hidden. I don't know why nobody translates it that way. But anyways, he says it means matzah. It means that she builds a fortress around the person's heart and captures the guy. That's what he says.
Maybe you say like this. That it takes the person really couldn't be drawn in totally by just the outward appearance.
Right.
It takes the outward appearance to join just enough to take hold of his emotions.
Right, correct. He's moved by the outward appearance. What doesn't he see? He doesn't see the hidden danger. Of the emotion.
He's only
what doesn't he see? He doesn't see how following this emotion, what the emotion will do to him. The emotion will make a quarter. But he doesn't see that at the time. At the time, he just sees one part, just simply the outside. He moves him toward the attraction on the outside, right? What doesn't he see? He doesn't see how once he gives into that attraction, once he's moved by that attraction, how much more he's going to be moved, how many more things he's going to be moved to do, which will ultimately destroy him. You know what I mean? It's a different thing. In other words, he doesn't see how catering to the emotion means that the emotion is capturing him, it's pulling him slowly. See, of course it gives. A certain part it gives. In the beginning, it gives off goods. Right? He has enjoyment. Fine. But he doesn't see how that enjoyment, the price that he's paying for that enjoyment, is to let himself be captured. I said the Mitzvah's Dovah's Shah is very good. The Mitzvah's Slave means that it's like that she builds a fortress around and finally destroys him. She captures him.
So which one do you think, Mike?
Means that she's building a fortress around until she captures the guy. See? So when he gives into
the... It's not that she is building, she said...
She builds. He says that the reason why I call her the Torah slave is because this is what she does to people. She builds a fortress around and she destroys them. Okay? Araras. Omiya Yivis Araras. Vivesa lo yishkinu raglau. Interesting, what does it mean?
What does that mean literally?
The translation. Devesa lo yishkinu raglau. What does it mean? Devesa in our house. Her feet don't abide in our house.
She lives in the house.
She goes, she strays off the path, right? And she doesn't abide in the house. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means
that's that, that, that rules?
You say that the,
it means that she's not faithful to who? Come to partake of her, what she has to offer. Very nice. Tells her she's a wonderful woman. Zed, live with her, have a wonderful life, right? He goes for the goods. But then he finds out, he wakes up the next day, he finds out that she's not
there. Yeah.
The next guy.
Well, but,
the person is overcome by a tithe, he projects into the future the how much he's going to
be. He's never satisfied.
And he constantly thinks he's going to reap tremendous benefits out of it. This is the thing that's going to save my life. All I have to do is give him this emotion and take this thing that's tremendous, right?
One more thing.
But there's only one thing, there's only one problem, right? The only problem is that the first night he goes, it's there. The sign is also there the first night. The first night, yeah, of course. The sign wasn't there the first night. She never had any business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. So the first night, the taiva really is there.
And the pleasure is also there, right?
Right, but he didn't take it just for the first night. See? He took it for more than one night. But that's like a beautiful comparison between the zayin and the taiva. It's the real temporary relationship. Temporary relationship. But we mustn't make
it. But if he took it for one night.
That's the story. See, he's not talking about that.
We see that the whole story that he can take it for one night.
Yeah, answer. See, that's why in the beginning it says, Vine Isha Lakrasa. You see it, Pastor? Vine Isha Lakrasa. Isha. It means he's not looking at it. If he was looking at a Zayna, that's something else. The Mashal wouldn't be good. The Mashal is where he's taken in by the Zayna, but he really thinks he's getting more than the Zayna. See? He thinks that there's something permanent. He wants to build a permanent relationship. If the person, in real life, a person wouldn't just go for the Zayna. I don't mean the real Zayna, I mean the type itself. Why? Because the person wouldn't be fooled if he saw it's just a one-night stand, just the one thing, that's it. So you say, 1 second, it's not worth it, it's only once, and I'm giving up this, I can have more benefits. So he fools himself into thinking that the Zayna really is loyal and faithful. That's why he makes a bond with the Zayna. See? Because he thinks that she's going to really offer the goods all the time. That's what he says in German.
So what's Homia?
Homia, this Auroras, Hinehi Mashmas Kailo Behepech, Chok Ha'isha Tznua. He says it's just the opposite of the woman that's modest, right? Why? What Isha Tznua, the modest woman, means the woman, you see, the Zayna's loud. The Taivas talk very loud. Is that what you meant?
What?
That's what you meant, right?
No, sort of. Not exactly.
See, the Taivas proclaim themselves very loud. You say very loud. The Isha Tznua, which means the good part of me, is slow. It's hard. It's not so trying. It's not so loud, right? So this you have, over here, they proclaim themselves with a bang. Tremendous. Homiyah, it's loud. But, this Auroras, it's loud, but it's devious. So you're not faithful. But the other... The good life, the really good life, isn't loud. The really good life is very quiet. On the contrary, it's hard quiet means that it's hard for the person to really see it at first. You know what I mean?
The initial
attraction.
You have to be very captured. Like it's mind catching. If something's loud, you turn right away to it.
Right. Close
your ears.
That's right. Time is loud. Time is very loud. Tigers are extremely loud.
Catch.
Yeah, you don't have to bother to go searching around for the tigers. They find you.
Why?
Well, they proclaim themselves tremendously.
But the
real life is quiet.
It's hard
to find. It's quiet. You have to search. You have to look into it. 1 second. Do I really want this? Is it really this what I want? It's not that easy to see it at first. But on the other hand, the tigers see right away. Immediately, right in front. That's the Isha Zayna. She stands on the corner right away. No shame. Immediately. Back to women, right? One is getting married. One is getting married to have a good life, right? Okay, does it really sound so exciting? He's getting married and this. She's a good woman. Slow. But the Zayna, immediately walks by the corner. Boom, he's struck. You see? He's struck immediately. Because the emotions, the same thing over here. The emotional life, the taivas, the energy first goes to the taivas. That's the first step. You don't have to train, you don't have to think about it, you don't have to rationalize. So immediately, that's the first place that it goes to, right away there. That's only that's loud. But the good life, On the contrary, the good life is a person has to sit back, relax, think it over, and he starts seeing little by little, quietly, he sees that this is the good, but it's not the initial attraction. Initial attraction when he sees the zayin, that's it.
So what's the sarara?
Pam Barchai Weiss. The Eitel Kol Pinas arrive. Sometimes I read yoga.
Okay, now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait in every corner.
And in every corner, she's... Seraph means, as she has a seraph. Seraph means like lying in waiting.
Lieth in wait.
Lieth in wait, yeah, just waiting to ambush. Sometimes outside, sometimes in the streets, and in every corner she's waiting, lying in wait. Yeah, well, what does that mean?
That doesn't tie in.
What? An opportunist. So an opportunist, there's several factors in an opportunist. One factor an opportunist is that the opportunist is not faithful. An opportunist is not loyal to anybody, right? Just looking for the, right? Okay, this right? Except himself is loyal, right? So therefore, it's exploitation. You get an exploiter. So the exploiter isn't loyal, that's one. And also, that's one thing about the opportunist. But the good opportunist always lies in wait for every single makes the best of every opportunity.
That's why every corner.
That's why every corner.
Yeah, but that's okay. So it tells you
something about another thing about the Titus. It's one factor. The two psukim really describe one factor, but once it's a double-edged sword. One factor has two results. First of all, it has a loss because of this factor, it's unfaithful. That's number one. And secondly, because of the same factor, the guy can get trapped in so many different ways. In other words, the emotions, the Isha Zora lies in wait for the guy at every single corner. You see?
The same guy, right?
The same guy. Yeah. Well, everybody. Okay. Yeah, she doesn't care. Okay. You see? But since she's a total opportunist, she lies in wait at every corner, she's a complete opportunist. So what happens is like this. The one that she traps never gets any loyalty. Because she's only after herself. Right? That's one. And secondly, she's ready to, she could trap a person at any time, at any given time. You know what I'm saying? She's very, very shrewd, very uncanny.
It's like that's a good pickup again.
That's right, you see? That's right, that's what I'm saying.
You said you can't get out, you know, once time has got you, it doesn't let go. Then you might ask, well, if the guy leaves, he's not getting what he wants, why doesn't he leave? I mean, the person isn't stupid. Because as soon as he's about to leave, he's standing in the doorway.
I mean, there's another.
Same one.
Same way
you leave, it's back in the doorway.
No matter where you turn.
Bothering him, he says no,
because
you know, he's bottom of the stairs, you know. It's all over the place, every corner. Why are you traveling?
See, there's two factors. One is homia. One factor is loud. The type is very loud. But there's another factor. That's another factor that it's always, it's very, one is the, it's always very loud, the other one is it's always there. Every way you turn, it's always there.
You see?
You know what I mean? A person can hit you loud, but the loud person, you come across the person once in 20 years. You see? But, so it's loud. So that time you'll get clipped. But it's very infrequent. You see, there's another factor, the frequency factor. Two things. First of all, it's loud, and second of all, it's very frequent. Lies in wait in every single floor. You can't escape it. It's impossible for a person to escape in his lifetime. You can never escape it. It's impossible for a person to say, look, it's infrequent. It won't happen very often. That's not true. It lies in wait in every corner. And whenever it catches you, it presents itself loud.
So
there's two things about the timer. That it's always there, number one. And secondly, when it does approach you, whenever it gets you, it always hits you with a bang. Yeah.
Another point, though.
Right? How he goes. How he goes. That's one. Then, the second part of the Mashal describes what the Isha Zayin is. That's from Pasuk Yud. From Pasuk Yud till Yud Gimel is the description of the nature of the Taiva. From the beginning, which was Pasuk Vav, till Pasuk Yud, Vav Zayin Ches and Tes is the description of the person going to the Zayin. Sorry? From Pasuk Yud till Kilya Gimel is a description of the self, you see? And now, from Pasuk Gimel, is the contact between these two forces. One, the young fool, who already we described before, you see? And two, the Taivas themselves, the Zayin themselves. That's why Pasuk Gimel is when they both meet.
Yeah.
But first, he gives you a little... First, he gives you an evaluation of each one, an evaluation of the young man devoid of understanding, and then an evaluation of the Taivas, and now he shows that the two operate together. Right? That's Pasuk Yud. Benashkaloi. She grabs him and she kisses him. Hey, Ezof Monday, I'm not timely. This is the first approaches.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah, it says that in Pasuk Yod, it says the Isha Yosel Kwasa, all right?
Right.
And after.
Now it describes her. What is she? Zaina that's a slave, my knee, I say, Sararas, Pambachlitz, Pambrofa, and his head's got. Is it?
Okay.
Still going with us?
Right.
But it stops, it interrupts. 1 second. Who is this woman?
Like?
Now let me tell you something about the woman. This is what she's like. Exactly. Now we go back to the story.
Okay.
We know there's Olam Haba, right? So what does it mean, don't do it for Olam Haba? See? That's a question even now that I'm not a question, because now he's explained to us what Olam Haba is, right? But a person, if this person rationally knows there's Olam Haba, so I want to do it for Olam Haba. Isn't that a good thing to have? You resist eternally, you have an eternal resistance, which is qualitative, differentiated, from every other type of pleasure, and wouldn't that be great? So what this person does is, I'm not going to do it for that. See? So there's a problem. Let's not say that around this. But the point involved is, when people who are on a lower level, I can't perceive this type of thing. When you tell them that, so you're breaking them down, they say, look, I don't get such resistance. So what do I have to ask you for? Well, every time you have to worry, it doesn't mean it's slapping me up there. So this to worry about, because this is the reality, see? They say, God would give you a nice place to stay where ice cream comes and all the fibers. Oh, fine, place, I don't want to do it. And you come to something which is totally intellectual, which is something you can't perceive. Very few people can move by that, they're not on the level. So what do? You destroy them. That was the case of the Duke of the Bicycle.
So you say destroy them, how are
much less so.
They were using a means, they weren't coming to the correct answer.
No, I'll tell you what, no, big difference. That's right. Exactly. First of all, a person, you see, the things like this, a person wants evil emotions. Once the more powerful emotions take over, that completely the emotion as well. As long as he's in the path where his emotions are under control, so he has some intellectuality. He learns tomorrow, an hour a day. Well, there you can look at it, right? Okay, so insofar as he learns an hour a day, he has intellectuality, right? And therefore he has a part of the normal ball. That's just this close variation of the normal ball. Right? Insofar as the Shem Tam Mitzvahs. So once you take away that, then he goes completely to become an animal. Then he loses everything. Okay?
So,
but if he's not an intellect, so this way at least he improves his soul in some way. The other way is completely gone. And also in terms of society, in terms of society, because maybe he himself isn't an intellect, right? But maybe he'll raise a son who is an intellect. Or he'll raise him the right way where his emotions are in line. And therefore he'll be capable of reaching the true good. Whereas if you let him go, completely crazy, he'll ruin generations. And also ruin all society. The society of Torah is one in which these individuals can flourish and can come forth and sprout forth. Once you remove the society, you're removing any possibility of any people ever reaching it. So the Rambam will seem to be the opinion of the latter thing I just mentioned. The reason for the other people is in order for the field. That's what Rambam wants to know. But the reason for all the others. It seems like an inexpedient thing to do. You make millions and millions to have one. Although in nature you find it very often. You find it about fish. Fish lay millions upon millions of eggs. Just a few fish to live. Right? In nature you do find such a thing. Apparently God does work that way in the physical. And the Rambam assumes they work that way in the world. According to the Rambam, if millions of people go through this world, people that are telling you to. Amazing. You find it in nature. So apparently according to God's actions in other areas, you see that he does people to go that way. Ram said in the Pirish Mishnayas, God Gamma to his Pirish Mishnayas in so long ago, the Chikola Yitzurim Shemitachas Galgal HaYareach and live by Nehem Adam. And everything in this sphere is the, in the sphere of the world, is man. Right? And the purpose of man is in order to understand the ideas, concepts. Why did God create all these people? I'm never ever understand any ideas. They have no ideas, man. One of them should open the other my woman and a homo. They're empty from any type of knowledge, or any type of
capability,
yeah.
No, we're talking
about active. He doesn't mean capability, actively. They're waking in a chachma, and they're empty from knowledge. Mevakshim a title, all they want is title. The person who is a physical existence, he's Yachid Ben Rabin. He's one among many. One in the generation of the generations. What? Awful few, huh? Achieve all that, it says the answer is, these people were created for two reasons. One reason is to serve this one. If everybody was a philosopher, wouldn't be long, there'd be nothing left. Nothing to left. But Neshadam Chosano, the person is very, very dependent. He's a very dependent existence. He's created in a way that he's inferior to all the animals physically. He has tremendous needs that you can't satisfy easily. He has thousands of other needs, many things. Why in Israel, Luma, Harisha, you have to learn how to plow, harvest, what else? He had to thresh, had to grind, had to bake, had to create vessels, form vessels, in order to eat. No, that's not an idea, that's physical. It's not, there's nothing new conceptually. Not everything's an idea. The thing to eat, sir, Luma, Nasriya, Variga, Kdelara, Mashiyoba, Sheflana, the Sir, or Nid, all these things. Lassus Kalem, Vain Bahayim, Sishelach, Mashiyaskid Luma, Riram Lachas, Sheram, Staff, and Nogiasa, Wukulam, Sarah Mukha. And the person can't live as much. The person lived as long as Mr. Shelley, he'd never be able to do all this thing. And once a year, Moshe Pnei Lomar, when are you going to have time to learn? Al Kain Nimsu Shor Bnei Adam. Therefore, you have other people. Asakin Elam Maisa Matzvichem Alayim from Medina, in order to get together in a society, in order to create all these things. Today, she must say a Chacham Sorko Mezumet, so that the Chacham should find everything ready for him. This is Yashay Va'oret Vipiya Chacham Matzvichem. And therefore, society will develop and Chacham will be found. Omato Vama Omer, Lule Ebishta Goyim Nisha Olam Chari. How well was the one who quoted who said, if it wasn't for the insane people, the world would be destroyed. Shame Dolam Shigon Kishigon Domal Shigon Adam. There isn't a craziness in the world similar to the craziness of man. Why? Shu Falashanefa, she's very weak. The Dala Kaha is weak, weakly constructed. Runa Sayam Kula Sagoli Washani Yeshiva Gulula Sayishiva Tsafashishi. In short, it goes from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Who over Yamin Bizman Akara, he goes over oceans in the wintertime, and it's dangerous and harmful. Lolakar Taluvos Bizman Akara Vatayat, he goes in the hot areas in the summertime, in the most difficult places, Mustakim Binafsha, and he puts his life in jeopardy. And the Chayos Asada, to the animals of the field, to the Mosin, to Deshiyar Fiyachdimim, in order that he should accumulate, in order that he should gain these coins. So she had Kabet Kumin Azuvan, once he gathered a certain amount of these coins, Shemocha Bahem Nafshay, so that she sold his life for. He says, Ashke Shemocha Bokoch Nafshoso, what's the next word?
Hasholim.
The Yiyalo Mehem Chelek, and he has a part of these coins. Yasru L'chalegosam Al-Umdem, Livno Slo Yisod, Al-Tabu Ar-Az. Then he takes these coins, which you almost told us before, and he begins to give them out to other people to make for him a foundation on somewhere, some spot on the globe. The seed with cement, with onion, and with stones. They lohat them all of kia, shiyama, chanam, rabos, in order to make a wall so that many years it should live, should survive. He knows he doesn't have enough time left in his life to be able to utilize a house made out of reeds. He says, but he built the houses that will last for hundreds and hundreds of years. Always built with these trees and mansions. He says, is there a craziness and an insanity like this? What? People know. People, wealthy people know that they cannot that, you realize I cannot possibly spend the money that the people in the human life for. Like their health, their, and everything they have is given to us. If there aren't enough time, I read recently one of the questions, the woman mentioned this is coming up. So, a man spends his whole life, 6, 4, 5 hours a night, and he's a very wealthy millionaire. And he actually, I mean, comes home exhausted. Shabbos, this week from Shabbos. Recently he told me, I knew we got to keep going, so I won't. He told me that no one should know about it, but he's taking.